It's my privilege and pleasure to be able to welcome you to the ninth meeting of the forum season. We have another beautiful day in Southwest Florida, and we're honored to have Senator Alan Simpson and his lovely wife Ann from Wyoming here with us today.
Here.
A little background that Penny may not tell you on the senator. There's an organization in Washington called the Alfalfa Club. The Alfalfa Club meets and has a dinner each year, and during that dinner they have all the political stars in Washington there, and each year they select one person to be their nominee for president. And one year they selected Senator Alan Simpson to be their nominee. And a friend we were with last night said this was the most fabulous acceptance speech they've ever heard. Now, I don't know whether he has it in his pocket today, but we'll learn a little later about that. Our last speaker of the season will be Robert McCann. He's Executive Vice President of Merrill Lynch. He'll be with us on Friday, April 13th, and we're not superstitious, so don't worry about that. Merrill Lynch manages $1.6 trillion in assets, and it's the largest business of its kind in the world. You know, I used to think when I started in business that $1 million was a lot of money, and I still do. And then the number became a billion, and now it's a trillion. You know, what comes next? My grandkids would say gazillion. Wrong. It's quadrillion, so that's okay. We're honored to have a speaker who has some background in the part of the world where Senator Simpson is from, Pastor Stephen Wigdahl of Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And if you'll give the invocation, sir.
It's really my pleasure, Senator Simpson and Ann, especially because I have some roots where you are from. Some people just don't know, do they, Senator, about where the Great Plains meet the Rocky Mountains and the beauty of the northwestern spur of the Bighorns. Some people don't know about where the crimson sun seeks rest through the peaks of the Tetons. Some people do not know about the legends of Cody and taking the preferred gateway to Yellowstone. Right? Some people do not know about the hundreds of thousands of eruptions at the world's most famous geyser, Old Faithful, or about the thrill of the rodeo during frontier days in Cheyenne, about the renowned American sportsman Kurt Gowdy, whose memory is preserved in a scenic park halfway between Cheyenne and Laramie. Some people don't know about the cowboy and cowgirl fever at the University of Wyoming. Some people don't know about the sound of the boardwalks in Jackson Hole, about the screaming of an elk in the distance, about the melody of the western meadowlark. Some people don't know about the smell of the pines in Pinedale nestled on the western flank of the Wind River Mountain Range. I still have my license plate from Wyoming with the bucking bronco, and it says the spirit of 76 in the American West. My first job in broadcasting was in Rock Springs, formed by the railroad and the coal mines, and it was at the Sweetwater County Memorial Hospital that the first of my four sons was birthed into this world in the summer of 1977. It is good to see Wyomingites. I offer up this prayer on behalf of Wyoming, our nation, and the world. Please join me. This is my song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for lands afar and mine. This is my home, the country where my heart is. Here are my hopes, my dreams, my holy shrine. But other hearts in other lands are beating with hopes and dreams as true and high as mine. My country's skies are bluer than the ocean, and sunlight beams on clover leaf and pine. But other lands have sunlight too, and clover, and skies are everywhere as blue as mine. So hear our song, O God of all the nations, a song of peace for their land and for ours. This is my prayer, O God of all earth's kingdoms,
Your kingdom come, on earth your will be done. O God, be lifted up till all shall serve you, and hearts united learn to live as one. So hear our prayer, O God of all the nations. Ourselves we give you, let your will be done. Amen.
Senator Simpson's wife said after that, he probably ought to go into the ministry, and I think that's right. One of the traditions of the Forum Club is to have guests from our local high school. Today we have two schools represented, and it's my pleasure to introduce Wade Keller, who's in charge of this program. So, Wade.
Thank you, Wally. Hello, everyone. We're glad to have Baron Kaja and Immokalee High Schools today, and accompanying them are, I think I've got this right, English teacher Tom Davenport and Counselor Tom Davenport, right? And English teacher Robert Brown, right there. Glad to have y'all with us. And our sponsors today for the students are members Art Pearson and Bob Worley. We really appreciate our sponsors because otherwise it would be difficult to have these students with us. Art and Bob, would you please stand and let us thank you? Now, we've asked the students to speak very briefly, and if you would please make your way up to the podium now, all of the students. We have actually 10 students today. They're going to speak very briefly, and they're going to tell us quickly about their career goals, their career objectives. And as always, if this rings a particular bell with you, you might want to share some of your worldly wisdom with them after the meeting. So they'll still be around for a few minutes after that if you'll find them and speak for a moment. Okay. Who wants to call in? You can go first.
Hello. Good morning.
Speak close to me.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Carlene Radius. I'm from Immokalee High School. I'm a senior, and I'm proud to say that I'm graduating in the top of my class. It's been really hard for me to get on there, but now that I'm there, I'm happy. And I will be attending the University of West Florida, to pursue a degree in psychology. Most people ask me, why did you choose the University of West Florida? Well, I know I would like to go to a school that is small, and I'll be able to have a student-teacher ratio. And I plan to become a child psychologist to help students. Thank you, and have a great
day. Good job.
Sorry, I'm a little short. Okay. Good afternoon. My name is Merlene Digesti, and I'm a senior at Immokalee High School. I plan to attend the University of Florida to major in sociology. I'm sorry. And eventually be able to go to law school. Thank you.
Okay, good job.
Good afternoon. My name is Angelica Rojas, and I'm a senior at Immokalee High School. I plan to attend either the University of Florida or Syracuse University, where I'll either major in family, youth, and community sciences or journalism. I'm in the top of my class, and I will be the first in my family to go to college.
Hello, my name is Mara Lucio. I'm a senior at Immokalee High School. I'm also at the top of my class. I plan to attend Florida State University in the fall and major in criminology. I plan to become a forensic psychologist for the FBI, and that's about it.
Okay. Good job.
Hi, my name's Hillary Bostick. I attend the Barron Collier High School. I'm senator of my sophomore class. My school goals are to go to University of Central Florida, but I'm not really sure yet where I want to go. I want to be a first grade teacher, actually, because I love working with kids, and I'm just that kind of person. So thank you. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Amanda Martino. I'm from Barron Collier also. I'm a senior, and I'm on the student council. I'm on executive board secretary. I plan on pursuing my degree in criminal forensic studies at Florida Gulf Coast University. I became interested in my dad because he did that up in New York, so I've come to enjoy it, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lucio Martinez. I'm a senior at Immokalee High School. I'm graduating at the top of my class. I'm a baseball player, and I plan on majoring in civil engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm John Martin, and I want to take this opportunity to thank the Forum Club for inviting all of us and Senator Simpson for coming to speak. I'm a senior at Barron Collier High School, and I'm also on the Executive Student Council as a senator. And next year, I plan to be a Gator and go to the University of Florida as well. Good luck Saturday. And I'm in the pre-medical program there, and I hope to go to med school after that. Hopefully at University of Michigan would be my top choice if I had to decide now. So thank you again for having us.
Thanks again for inviting us. It's a great opportunity and honor. My name's Olga Terezi, and I'm in a junior class, the top of my junior class in Barron Collier High School. And I plan to, I don't know what college yet, but I plan to study performing arts and hopefully to be a musician. So thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Ryan Ayala, and I'm a senior at Immokalee High School. Upon graduation during the fall, I hope to attend the Baptist College of Florida, where I will major in biblical studies and minor in Christian counseling. And after that, I hope to attend a seminary in southeastern Wake Forest, North Carolina, and with the ultimate goal of becoming a pastor and pursuing a full-time senior pastorship. So thank you.
All right. Okay, y'all go ahead and be seated. What a great bunch of kids. And Wally... And Wally will be back in a few minutes to continue the program.